Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Maglia. Tom is a chartered financial consultant, accredited estate planner, and holds a Master's of Science in Financial Services. With over 27 years of financial counseling and coaching experience, Tom is also a Crown Ministries budget coach and is a business and church consultant as well. We'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 800-386-3700. Visit us online, theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. Also pick up a copy of the freshly off-the-press book, Knowing the Economy of God. Tom, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Now, we are in the middle of just a phenomenal series. I've been looking forward to this all week long.
Me too. It's the Proverbs 31 woman, the last chapter in the book of Proverbs. Mm-hmm. And it's just great, Reba. This is part three today, and next week will be the conclusion, part four of the four-part series.
Oh, fantastic.
And I've been getting great feedback about this from a lot of people.
Mm.
And I'm really excited about what I've heard people feel and think about it. But before we start the Proverbs 31 part today, we're doing the second half of the chapter, verse 21 through 31. Will you give us the 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, please?
I sure will.
By heart.
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Was that by heart?
It's in my heart.
Okay.
How's that, Tom?
I'm glad you didn't ask me for that one.
I know. Now, here's the thing. We're looking at Proverbs 31, woman.
Yep.
But men need to pay attention to this, too.
Definitely.
The very first scripture talks about how this is a jewel to a man.
Exactly.
And you men, you have women in your life. Your mom, your sister, your daughter, your wife, maybe your boss, different women in your life, employees. Mm. And knowing these attributes is really going to contribute to your life.
Exactly. Especially when you encourage these ladies, Reba, to become more like the Proverbs 31 woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not manipulation, not persuasion, but encouragement.
Sure.
Encouragement. Because the Proverbs 31 woman is a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She's a woman of God. And she is a woman that loves and fears God and serves God first before her family or her husband, or if she's single, anyone else for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So how about if you read verse 21 through 31, Proverbs 31. Now, that's for today and next week, the second half of the chapter. There are so many verses, so we thought we'd split it in two.
And you can hear that the past shows on the website, theeconomyofgod.com.
Exactly.
Here we go. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestries for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for all the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.
Mm.
Many daughters have done well.
Wow.
But you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
Great.
Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
Amen. That is fantastic, Reba.
Mm, mm.
Reba, you know, it's not Tom Maglia that ministers. It's not Reba Tony that ministers. It's the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's word. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful. Okay, but it can only be useful if we listen, obey, and change towards what the word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, oh, you're my financial planner. No, I'm just a messenger. I'll coach you. I'll guide you. I'll help you. I'll advise you. But God is supposed to be your guide, your main guide. I'm the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The word is what is supposed to be changing people, not the planner.
Well, it's funny to me, Tom, because a lot of people, when they start thinking of a godly woman, they don't instantly think about finances.
Right.
They think they don't associate that.
Right.
But a lot of times it's the woman who holds the purse strings in the family.
Oh, definitely. And I see that a lot. Reeve.
I bet.
You know that. I've been doing this for 28 years.
Uh-huh.
And I hear this all the time. My stories are endless. How about this, though, Reba? Here's an economic concept that we pull from this scripture. And
okay.
We know that our recipe is to cite the scripture first,
mm-hmm.
state the economic principle second.
Mm-hmm.
Third, how do you apply it to your normal and everyday life, normal living? Because that's what the Bible is. It applies to everything, to normal life. And there's an answer for each situation in the Bible because it's 100% true. With no fallacies or inerrancies.
So you got to get it from, you got to get it into your heart, into your head, and then into your hands.
Right. And then you apply it.
Yeah.
You live this way. Mm-hmm. And fourth, we'll have the prayer of change, mm-hmm. asking God by his power and love to change us.
Mm.
We don't want to leave the change, Reba, up to ourselves. Okay. I mean, that's like me walking towards 7-Eleven to get my Slurpee and my Icy. Then I took a donut. I took, you know, all these sugary things. If you leave it up to me, I'll do whatever's the easiest, you know, the road to least resistance.
Or you'll fall back on what you've learned previously.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So let's talk about these concepts. Why don't you? I'll state them and you comment.
Okay.
Okay. She enjoys her work, her tasks, and works hard. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
She does. She enjoys her work, Reba.
She enjoys it.
Think about that now. She works hard. She buys and sells. She makes a profit. She blesses her children and her husband. She's a great advocate for her husband. She builds upon his reputation
mm-hmm.
because of her quality. People, when they sum him up and they think of him and his reputation, they're summing him up saying, well, his wife is a quality woman, a woman of God, and that adds to his value.
Hmm.
But she enjoys her work, Reba. It's not like she's doing this and, oh, I hate this.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, it's an obligation. I really don't want to do this. No, she enjoys her work.
That instantly makes me think of two scenarios. One is the woman who works too hard and she's working too much
yes.
and she hates it. She's right. miserable because it's too much.
And then she starts having a bad attitude.
Very bad attitude because you can't do everything.
Right.
And then I think about the woman who's probably not working enough.
Right.
And it's funny how when you start to slow down, even the simplest task is overwhelming.
That's right.
You know, there's a little power in being moving already.
That's right.
So
motion.
Yes, there's power in motion. So the woman who's sitting all the time, never doing anything, boy, she hates to get up and do even one thing.
Exactly. And those are the extremes.
Yeah.
You have someone who could be lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the counterpart is the man who's lazy. 1 Timothy 5:8 says the man who doesn't take care of his family is worse than an unbeliever.
Mm.
1 Timothy 5:8. So for the men out there who don't want to work, and it's not because they're sick or can't find a job, they just don't want to work.
Right, right.
Well, the Bible says that attitude is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy 5:8.
Hmm.
And it's a serious scripture.
Mm-hmm.
The man who doesn't take care of his family, meaning wanting to care for them and work and bless them, is worse than an unbeliever. So
wow.
There's the counterpart. Now, Reba, how about this? Her qualities include moral character, excellence, ability and nobility, caring, and her skills in buying and selling fields and products.
That's a lot of skills.
She was gifted.
Wow.
She was gifted by the Father God.
Yeah. That's a lot of skills. You know,
God gave her, though.
It seems to me like there was a big block of our history, even here in America, where women weren't allowed to do a lot of those things, you know, and now we've kind of accelerated beyond that where we try to do every single thing.
Right.
But there is that shows me there is a balance.
Right.
And there's a place in there where you are using the gifts that God gave you to benefit the kingdom and your family.
Absolutely. And we talked about last week, Reba, how she gives to the poor and needy.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a heart.
Mm-hmm.
See, and when we read through this entire chapter, Proverbs 31, we actually can build a painting about this lady, Reba.
Hmm.
She really could have been on the book cover. She was the runner up
mm-hmm.
to the
mm-hmm.
widow's mite. Because if you start looking at this entire chapter, she's more valuable than rubies. Then at the end of the chapter you just read, it said, beauty is fleeting, but her moral character lasts. So now we're painting a photograph of what this lady's about.
Wow.
This is a great lady.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a lady all the young girls out there should strive for someday. The teenage girls should say, I want to grow up and be like my Proverbs 31 woman. Maybe their mother emulated that, maybe not. If I was a teenage girl, I'd say, I'm going to grow up and be like the Proverbs 31 woman. Beauty is fleeting. You read that, Reba. But moral character lasts, it gives, and it blesses.
Wow, these are just incredible economic principles that we're finding today out of Proverbs 31, talking about being a Proverbs 31 woman. And men, definitely listen in too, because these are attributes that you're going to want to praise and that you're going to want to find in the women in your life. We're going to be right back. We're going to continue talking about the economic principles. We're going to talk about story application and the prayer of change. Stay with us.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Welcome back to Knowing the Economy of God with our host Tom Meglia. We would love to hear from you. Go to our website, theeconomyofgod.com, sign up for our free newsletter, and pick up a copy of Tom's new book, Knowing the Economy of God. We are right now talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. Men, listen up. This is something that you need to hear. You want to know about the Proverbs 31 woman because this is going to be a jewel in your crown.
Absolutely. And all the moms out there, Reba, should pull their teenage daughters aside and say, you know, we're going to have a four-week Bible study. I mean, if I had a teenage, well, I do have a teenage daughter. I'm going to do that with her. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that with her.
And you don't even have to have lived the perfect life as a mom or a grandmother to do that.
Exactly.
Because this is your example right here in Proverbs 31. You don't have to say, model your life after me. Say, model your life after this woman right here that God is talking about.
Exactly. And the Proverbs 31 woman, Reba, she was a missionary on the job.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? She had the Holy Spirit inside her. She was a great lady. And her husband, even in verse 29, said, you excel them all.
Wow.
You exceed them all.
A heart for God.
I mean, that's how he commented mm-hmm. on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's cool.
That is.
That melts me.
That is. That's something that a lot of women, I mean, every woman wants to hear that from her husband.
How can that not melt a person?
Yeah.
That melts me, Reba.
It's fantastic.
This is what this guy was talking about. Mm-hmm. And they all praised him at the gates because he had this great wife.
Mm.
Can you imagine how he must have felt mm-hmm. standing at the city gates, Reba? Oh, boy. I'm not only am I not afraid to be in the city gates around all the men, I'm loving this.
Mm-hmm.
It feels great to mm-hmm. know what they think about me and how my wife just adds to my reputation.
And it's not just about beauty, because this isn't about having a trophy wife or trophy kids.
It's not what the verse said.
Right.
Beauty is fleeting, you
fleeting.
Read. You read that.
Yeah.
The end of Proverbs 31.
There are a lot of men that struggle with that right now. You know, guys, if you're looking for, you know, this trophy wife, and you're not acknowledging the core attributes, the godly attributes of your wife, you're missing it.
Well, yeah, and you're in the flesh.
Yeah, and other people are looking. They know that a beautiful woman can cause a lot of pain.
Right.
It's not about external beauty. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Right.
But that's not why they're going to praise you.
Exactly. And not only that, Reba, the thing about the Proverbs 31 woman, she wasn't a workaholic. I know some ladies think, oh, I don't like this chapter. It puts too much pressure on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not trying to put any pressure on anyone. We're saying in God's economy, here's an example that God wrote about that he wants the ladies to understand. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a workaholic. That's not what Proverbs 31 woman is.
Mm-hmm.
Yet she's also, though, Reba, she's not lazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a loudmouth. She's not a gossip. She's not brash, okay? She has good character, and she's not materialistic. See, that's important. She's not materialistic. That's very key here because materialism is a sin in God's economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of idol worship, and that goes against Exodus 20, verse 3.
Hmm.
We're not to be materialistic as in, well, I have rubies. And we talked about that in the last 2 weeks about how the first verse in Proverbs 31 says she's more valuable than rubies.
Mm-hmm.
And even in those days, thousands of years ago, that little rock, that little red stone.
So valuable.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
that
and beautiful.
Red, I know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Even in those days,
so much value.
People loved them. But she's more valuable than that. She was not materialistic. And that's the flavor of Proverbs 31, Reba.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a woman should get on her knees and say, Lord, help me to be like this Proverbs 31 woman. Do you have to be perfect? No, we're not saying that.
Mm-hmm. And even, you know, guys, you're listening right now and maybe you didn't really even think that that your wife, maybe she's a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you think that she has nothing to do with the financial plan in your life. But here's a bunch of ways where this woman is adding so much value to the financial assets of the family. And it doesn't even have to just be work, but it's the way that she's using her time and her efforts and the skills that God has given. And it's like a jewel. It's like a ruby.
It is. And she knows her place.
Mm-hmm.
God gave her gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband and kids are some of those gifts.
Mm.
God gave her talents.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to use them to bless them and to bless others. We read the last 2 weeks in a row. She gave to the poor. And she reached her hand out to the needy, Reba.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a giving heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's an evangelist heart.
That's great.
Now, again, we're not saying, ladies, you know, this is an impossible thing to follow. Yes, we're going to fall and make mistakes. That's okay. If you fall back, pull back, make a mistake, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Get through it.
Mm-hmm.
But strive to be like this. And how will you know this? Read Proverbs 31, verse 10. Through 31.
Now, do you have a story to tell us today?
I do, Reba.
I want to hear it.
I met another lady that told me a story. She said, Tom, my ex-husband didn't care about this part in me.
Hmm.
He wanted the fact that I had money. I came from money. I have beauty. I still have beauty, I think. And, you know, he didn't care about the internal stuff, all the things about helping people. He didn't see all this Christianized stuff in me as his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm 51. He divorced me. What have I got? I said, do you still have kids? Yeah, we have 3 kids from the marriage. Okay, then still be to them what you were then.
Hmm.
So they can still see God's example of what a Proverbs 31 woman is today.
Hmm.
But I'm divorced. Okay, fine. But you still have the 3 kids, right? Yes. What ages are they? 23, 21, 18.
Hmm.
Well, show them.
Mm-hmm.
Show them. Are any girls? Yeah, 2. Okay. Well, they're going to get married someday.
Mm-hmm.
Let them see the good in you, the loving Christ-spirited example in you.
So you're saying it's not only about being a wife.
Right.
It's the woman. It's the being that for God, for your neighbor, for your kids, for yourself.
Absolutely. On Judgment Day, don't you want the Lord to say, well done, good and faithful servant?
Yes.
Don't you want him to say, mm-hmm. you know, as a single lady, a divorced lady, let's mm-hmm. say, you were out there ministering, you were still giving some of your income, mm-hmm. you still worked, mm-hmm. you didn't fall into the materialism trap of Southern California and society.
Yeah.
You know, you have an accounting to do here. Mm-hmm. You want God to love you and bless you and say, well done, mm-hmm. even in tough circumstances.
Yeah, and it's interesting with the materialism, it does talk about her fine linen and purple garments. And when I read that, I think it's not that she didn't have anything.
Right.
It's that she wasn't making it an idol. She wasn't wrapped up in it to the point where she couldn't give to other people. She couldn't focus on her family. She couldn't see other things and take advantage of other opportunities, which a lot of people, you know, they say there's like a happy hour when you get off work. They shop. That's their happy hour.
Yes.
And it's not because they need anything. It's because that's how they relieve stress.
Exactly. And it's a medicated hit.
Yeah.
It's like an aspirin. It medicates.
Sure.
I've seen that, Reba. And that's how a lot of ladies can get in trouble with their spending. Mm-hmm. It's a medicated hit. I feel better because I look better. Mm-hmm. Why do you look better? I just bought this fancy new thing. So I look better. Now I feel better. You mean without buying that, you wouldn't be feeling better?
Right.
No. Well, then where does the Lord come in?
Mm.
I thought he gives you what makes you be better and feel better.
Ooh, that's good.
Inside your heart and soul.
That's good.
Or is Jesus not enough? I thought he was enough.
Yeah.
Now, to have that garment, is that a sin? No. But it is if it takes care of your self-esteem, self-worth, and what makes you valuable.
And I love that about this Proverbs 31 woman. It goes through all of these virtuous qualities. It throws in the fact that she is adorned with fine linen.
Yep.
And then it just goes right back in to more of the characters from within.
Exactly.
It made it such a small portion of who she is.
Right. Adorned with fine linen, Reba, but not defined.
Exactly.
By fine linen.
That's right.
And in God's economy, that's how it works. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for Proverbs 31, Lord. Help us, both men and women, to learn different lessons here, Lord. And by your power and love, Jesus, change us to obey you in our normal life. In your name we pray. Amen. Reba, I just want to let you know that we have one more week to go on Proverbs 31. We're going to sum up the entire chapter next Saturday. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Fantastic. Wow, Tom, what a great message from God's word. Now, listeners, if you need a financial counselor, a financial planner, and most people do, you need to call Tom at 800-386-3700. How else will you follow God's command to seek wise counsel and formulate a personal financial and estate plan? You've got to think about retirement, a plan for your children's education, reduce tax liability that you may owe, invest for special situations, and other financial goals and objectives as well. Tom is your guy, the planner with 28 years of experience. Sign up online for his free newsletter at www.theeconomyofgod.com. The first appointment with Tom is free, so call him today. Set up a meeting to discuss your personal financial plan. It's 800-386-3700. Again, 800-386-3700. Bye until next week. We'll see you right here again at Knowing the Economy of God.
To Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.